information leads to more questions. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The warrant used to raid former President Trump's home has been unsealed, but it's still unclear exactly what FBI agents walked away with. They seized 11 sets of documents, some of them classified.
The release of this search warrant has only emboldened former President Trump and his associates in saying that that executing this search warrant for documents here at Mar-a-Lago was overkill. On his social network, Mr. Trump posted about the documents in question. Number one, it was all declassified. Number two, they didn't need to seize anything. They could have had it anytime they wanted without playing politics.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. A legal win for Republican Roy Moore, the former U.S. Senate candidate from Alabama, has won a defamation lawsuit against a super PAC aligned with Democrats. A federal jury awarded Moore more than $8 million. In addition to busing migrants out of his state, Arizona's governor is doing something else to secure the southern border.
Crews in Arizona have begun to plug openings in the border wall in the Yuma area, stacking shipping containers 22 feet high, welding them together, and topping them with razor wire. Tim Romer is Arizona's Homeland Security Director.
We've seen no signs from the Biden administration that they are serious about addressing the border crisis. Enough is enough. Talk is cheap. Now is the time for action. That's why we're doing it now.
Crews expect to plug a 1,000-foot-long opening by early next week.
Fox's Jack Callahan. The search for a missing California teenager is expanding. Kylie Rodney was last seen at a party last Saturday in the Lake Tahoe area. Authorities have received more than 900 tips. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
He's been accused by his opponent of hiding in his basement, but U.S. Senate candidate John Fetterman was out and about last night. The Pennsylvania Democrat rallied in Erie. It was his first campaign appearance since he suffered a stroke in May. Fetterman is up against Republican Mehmet Oz. The attack on Salman Rushdie has left the author on a ventilator. His agent also says the 75-year-old will likely lose an eye and suffer liver damage. Police in New York say Rushdie was assaulted yesterday after taking the stage at a lecture hall.
The suspect has been identified as Haiti Matar, age 24.
Michael Hill is president of the Chautauqua Institution where Rushdie was supposed to speak. The family of country singer Naomi Judd has gone to court in the hopes of sealing police reports surrounding her death earlier this year. Her husband and daughters also want any video and audio interviews conducted after her death sealed. They say the release would inflict significant trauma and irreparable harm. Judd was 76 when she died in Tennessee. The life of singer and actress Olivia Newton-John will be celebrated.
A special service is in store for Olivia Newton-John. The singer and actress died Monday at the age of 73. The service will be held in Victoria, Australia, where she grew up. The singer's family accepted the offer from Victoria's premier, who said that the service will be much more of a concert than a funeral. Meantime, a recent excerpt from her 2019 memoir, Don't Stop Believin', revealed the singer and actress had a fierce attraction to her Grease co-star John Travolta. She wrote at the time, "When we walked inside the room together, it was magic and everyone saw it."
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.